Welcome to Toirat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Ches, Chapter 8. After the failed attempt to conquer the city of Ai as a result of Achan's sin, the Bnei Yisrael now attempt a second time. The Perek opens with Hashem reassuring Yehoshua about success in the upcoming battle. Verse 1, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua al tira v'al techos. Hashem said to Yehoshua, "Don't fear, and don't be dismayed. Kach imcha es kol am hamelchama. Take with you all the people of war. V'kum alei ha'ai. Re'ei nosati v'yadcha es melech ha'ai v'esimai v'esirai v'esartzai. And arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land." Verse 2. V'asisa la'ai ulamalka, ka'asher asisa li'yirichai ulamalka. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Yirichai and its king. Rak shalala uvehemta tavoizu lachem. Simlecha ayrev la'ir me'achareha. But its spoil and its cattle you shall take as spoils to yourselves. Set yourself ambush for the city behind it. Hashem has assured triumph for the Bnei Yisrael in defeating Ai, instructed them to take spoils this time, and told them to use a strategy of ambush from behind the city. Yehoshua chooses 30,000 men and sends them off at night. He tells them to lie in ambush behind the city and be ready. He explains that he and the people who are with him will approach the city, and when the people of Ai come out against them, they will flee from the people of Ai. The people of Ai will chase after them until Yehoshua and the people with him being pursued have drawn them from the city. Rashi explains that they will draw them out of the area of the protection of the city. Then the people waiting in ambush will enter the city and drive out the remaining people from the city. Yehoshua assures them in verse 7, saying, "Unasana Hashem elokeichem biyedchem," and Hashem, your God, will deliver it into your hand. Yehoshua commands them that when the people have seized the city, they shall set it on fire. Yehoshua sends the 30,000 men, and they position themselves on the west side of Ai. Yehoshua stays with the people that night. He gets up early the next morning, counts the people, and he and the elders, followed by the people, move towards Ai. They camp on the north side of Ai. And then Yehoshua sends about 5,000 men to set up another ambush, also on the west side of Ai, but Rashi explains this ambush was closer to the city than the other ambush. Everyone is set up in their position to wage war, and then verse 13 tells us, "Vayelech Yehoshua ba'layla hohu, b'soich ha'emek." Yehoshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Radak explains that this means Yehoshua and others with him went there, which is where the camp was, to see if the guards of the camp were asleep or awake in case the people of Ai came out suddenly and struck them. Emek, which we translated as valley, can also mean depth. So Yehoshua went into the depth. That is, according to Rashi, that he delved into the depth of Torah that night. In chapter 5, Yehoshua encountered an angel with a drawn sword. A number of commentaries refer to Megillah, where it points out that the angel came on account of Yehoshua having neglected Torah study before the attack on Yericho. The angel said, "Ata vosi, now I have come," that he has come now for the sin of lack of Torah study. In contrast to prior to the attack on Yericho, Yehoshua studies before the attack on Ai, which, based on the Netziv referred to in Mishpatzos Zohav, was to increase their merit. We see the importance of Torah study for success. Continuing in the storyline of Perek 8, when the king of Ai sees, he and the men of the city go out to fight against Yisrael, but he doesn't know that there's an ambush against him behind the city. The plan comes together. Verse 15. Vayinog'u Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael lifnehem. Vayonusu derech hamidbar. and Yehoshua and all Yisrael pretended to be beaten before them and fled by way of the desert. Verse 16. Vayizoaku kol ha'am asher bo'ai lirdoif achareihem. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue them. Vayirdefu achare Yehoshua vayinosku min ha'ir. And they pursued Yehoshua and were drawn away from the city. Verse 17. Veloi nishar ish bo'ai uveis el asher lo yotsu achare Yisrael. And there was not a man left in Ai or Beis El that did not go out after Yisrael. Vaya'azvu es ha'ir pasucha. And they left the city open. Vayirdefu acharei Yisrael and chased after Yisrael. So the city is now exposed. At this point, Hashem tells Yehoshua to stretch out the spear that is in his hand toward Ai, which Rashi comments is the signal to the men lying in wait to come forward. Hashem says, Ki v'yodcho et neno, for I will give it into your hand. Again, the message that achievement in battle is under Hashem's control. Yehoshua stretches out the spear towards Ai. The men in ambush get up quickly, run and enter the city, take it and set it on fire. The men of Ai look behind them and see smoke ascending from the city. They have nowhere to turn. And the people of Yisrael who had led them out of the city now turn back and attack the people of Ai. Then those of Yisrael who are in the city come out of the city and help in the fight against the people of Ai until all are killed. They seize the king of Ai alive, however, and bring him to Yehoshua. All the Bnei Yisrael then return to Ai and fight it with the sword, anyone who has remained in the city. As it says in verse 24, Vayihi kachalais Yisrael laharayig es kol yoshvei ha'ai basodeh ba'midbar asher redofim boi. And it was when Yisrael made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the desert where they chased them, Vayiplu chulam lefi cherev ad tumom, and when they had all fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, Vayashuvu chol Yisrael ha'ai, that all the Israelites returned to Ai, Vayaku oisa lefi cherev, and smote it with the edge of the sword. Who are these remaining people if it said earlier in verse 17 that there wasn't a man left in Ai or Beis El that did not go out after Yisrael? Abarbanel explains that remaining in the city were the women, the children, the elders that had not yet burned. On that day, 12,000 people, all the people of Ai, are killed. Yehoshua holds out his hand that he has stretched out with his spear until all the inhabitants of Ai are destroyed. As it says in verse 26, V'Yehoshua lo yeheshiv yadoi asher nata bakidoin ad asher hechirim es kol yoshvei ha'ai. And Yehoshua did not draw back his hand that he had stretched out with the spear until he had completely destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Abarbanel explains that this means Yehoshua did not hold back from fighting and striking and killing until all the inhabitants were destroyed. The Bnei Yisrael take spoils, Yehoshua burns Ai and makes it into a heap forever, and he hangs the king of Ai on gallows until the evening. As the sun sets, Yehoshua commands for his body to be taken down. They throw it at the entrance of the city and put a heap of stones upon it. Verses 30 to 35 outline a different scene. Rashi's view is that this took place earlier, before the Battle of Ai, on the day that the Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden. In accordance with what Moshe commanded previously, as detailed in Devarim, chapter 27, these verses here convey that Yehoshua builds an altar to Hashem on Mount Ebal. He builds it from whole stones, as Moshe had commanded that this be done, and the people offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon it to Hashem. Yehoshua writes the Torah on these stones in front of the Bnei Yisrael. Based on Radak's reading, half of the tribes stand on Mount Ebal, half of the tribes stand on Mount Gerizim. In between, in the valley, are the Ark, the Arayin, surrounded by Kohanim, and the Kohanim are surrounded by the senior Levim, Levites. The senior Levim turn to Mount Gerizim and pronounce each of the commandments in the form of a blessing. All the tribes answer, Amen. Then the Levim turn to Mount Ebal and pronounce the curses, to which the people answer, Amen. Then Yehoshua pronounces all the mitzvahs. Verse 34, kara es kol divrei ha-Torah ha-brocha v'ha-klala kachol ha-kosov b'sefer ha-Torah. And afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the Torah. Verse 35, the final verse of the chapter, points to Yehoshua's meticulous performance of the commandments and the widespread influence of the miracles of Hashem on people outside of the Bnei Yisrael too. Loi hayadavar mikol asher tziva Moshe asher loi kara Yehoshua neged kol kahal Yisrael. There was not a word of all that Moshe commanded which Yehoshua did not read before all the congregation of Yisrael. V'hanoshim v'hataf v'hager ha'hilech b'kirbom, with the women and the little ones and the ger that walked among them. Radak interprets that the ger that walked among them is a reference to converts from other nations who joined the Jewish people as the Bnei Israel travelled through the wilderness in response to seeing and hearing about the miracles of Hashem. Ai is now defeated successfully on second attempt, another God-given triumph in the journey of the conquest of the Holy Land. Thank you for studying together L'Eloi Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.